Okay, so we will be continuing in the Meimaroim, Perek Ches, in the middle of Ois Hei. We're on page Kuf Mem Tes in the old edition, starting from the paragraph Mimoitza Divrei Noyam Eile, page Kuf Mem Tes. Unfortunately, this week we've had to limit the shiur down to myself. I'm just giving it into the recording device, and Bez Hashem, everybody will listen to it on their own, in their houses, and we daven that Hashem should bring us all a Yeshua b'mheiru v'karuv. So, what we saw in the beginning of this Ois Hei is Rabbi Yaakov Moshe building off of the what l'chayru would be a stira between the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs to the Rambam in Yad HaChazakah, where in Sefer HaMitzvahs he's kaveh, the mitzvah yira is to have yiras ha'oinish, to be afraid, fearful of the punishment that Hashem gives, as opposed to what he writes in Yad HaChazakah in Mishneh Torah, that the ikar yira is yiras ha'roimimus. So he answered this in Ois Dalet, but in Ois Hei he took it to a new level. And in Ois Hei he told us so far that the truth of the matter is that the Yiras HaRoimus is really an extension of Yiras HaOinish. The Yiras HaOinish, in a certain sense, is like the highest Yira, in the sense that it's all inclusive, and Yiras HaRoimus really just unfolds from the Yiras HaOinish. And his focus on explaining this was on the inyan of ha'aratzah, of venerating Hashem in the appropriate way. And because that's what Yiras HaRoimus is. He says Yiras HaRoimus is ha'aratzah, is venerating Hashem, which means putting him aloof, seeing him as separate, and being tremendously amazed at how, you know, beyond he is from all limitation. And how literally there's Pashat Ein Seif to his Keiches, to his being. And he said that it's Dafka through the Yiras HaOinish that you end up getting to that, because it's the Yiras HaOinish that you get a Biru on Bechira. That even, right, we said the Rambam, he said, ended off the Perek saying that the proof to the idea there's Bechira is from the fact that the person gets punished, because if he's getting punished, means he has Bechira. Hashem wouldn't give a punishment to somebody if he had no choice in the matter. So that establishes for us the Yesod of Bechira. And then we know that Einoid Milvadoi, and Einoid Milvadoi is just that it's all the Rebbein Shlom, which obviously means he has Yediyah Shleim and everything that happens. And nevertheless, somehow that Yadir is not Soysa the Bechira, that brings us tremendous haratzah, to a tremendous veneration of Hashem, to see how Roimimah he is, how tremendously exalted and literally, you know, obviously out of and beyond, not limited by the framework of Zman the way we are, so that somehow from his realm, the Yadir, his Yadir is not Soysa our Bechira. So that again, the raya of Bechira is built on Einish, so the Harotza, which is associated with Yiras HaRoimus, is built on the Yiras HaOinish. Then he told us that's the necessity of Yiras HaRoimus, not just knowing, but actually having a fear, is that if the knowledge of something doesn't penetrate the person to the point that he feels it with his senses, so it's not even begedu yedia, it's a superficial yedia, which is not true yedia. Right, yedia, we'll add to that, the yedia we know is from Lashon of Chibur, Das, Lashon of Chibur. If you just have a piece of knowledge and it's not connected to you, you know, you don't feel a connection to it, that's just superficial. A superficial knowledge is not true das, it's not a true idea. So when a person feels Yiras HaRoimus, that's a simen, that's a raya, that he has a true idea of the Roimus of Hashem. that's a summary of what we saw last week, and from here we're going to begin the new Mimoitza Divrei Noyam Eile. Based on these sweet words, Nitam, we will taste Tam Ha'eden Me'azimra Va'tehilo Shal Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael Adineinu David Melech Yisrael B'mizmar Tehilo David. We'll be able now, based on this, to taste some of the tremendously pleasurable taste of the song and the praise of the Im Zemiris Yisrael David Melech Yisrael in that Mizmor Tehillah LaDavid, which we say, of course, three times a day. Asher Chazal Omro Lov, Chazal said about that Mizmor Kol Omer Tehillah LaDavid. Right, whoever says the Mizmor of Tehillah David, which by us we add an extra two psukim before that, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, and Ashrei Am Shekachalai, right? And then we lead it in that, from that we lead into Tehillah LaDavid. So anyone that says, Chazal say, anyone that says that Mizmor Tehillah LaDavid three times a day, Muftel Chalishu Ben Olam Haba, he's assured that he'll be a Ben Olam Haba. Now Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is mayor something which I'm sure that most people have never really paid attention to, but it's really a major kasha. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, Shalachayra Temua Ma'oid. It's very bewildering. This Mizmor of Tehillah David is written in such a strange manner. It begins off, it opens up the Mizmor Beloshen Yachid in language of the individual, right? That talking about from the individuals as if an individual is speaking. Aroi Mimcha Elokai Hamelech, I will exalt you, my God, the King. Va'avorecha shima la'olam vayed, and I will bless your name forever and ever. B'chol yoyim avorecheka, every day I will bless you. Va'halo shimcha la'olam vayed, and I will laud your name or praise your name forever and ever. Va'achrechein, and then afterwards, matchil b'rabim, then when he gets to the Dalit, the Pasuk of the Dalit, which is Dor le Dor Yeshabach Masech Ogvarasech Yagidu, it begins with the Lashon of Yachid. Dor le Dor, each generation, Yeshabach Masech will praise your deeds. He will praise your deeds. Ogvarasech Yagidu, and of your mighty deeds they will tell. Lashon Rabbim. Now it's already a Lashon of plural Lashon. Vishuv, and then again, Hadar Kivoid Hoidecha, the splendorous glory of your power, V'divrei Nifloisecha Asicha, and your wondrous deeds I shall discuss. So, I'm sorry, V'ezuz Narisecha Yemeiru, right? I'm sorry, and of your awesome power they will speak, Ugdulascha asaprena, and your greatness I shall relate. So it begins Yoimeiru in this pasuk. They will say, they will speak, right? Ugdulascha asaprena, and I will tell your gdula. And again, so that's that pasuk is again Rabim and Yachid together. Vishuv, and then when it comes to the pasuk of Zayin, of the Ois Zayin, Shuv Lashon Rabim. It's all written in Lashon of Rabim. Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiu, a recollection of your abundant goodness, they will utter Lashon Rabim. Vitzitkascha Yiranenu, and of your righteousness, they will sing. They will sing your righteousness. So again, it's a Lashon of Yabiu and Yiranu is a Lashon Rabim. Kine lefi hitkonenut malchei. So basically, right, that's the kashi. What is the structure of this mizmor? Beginning biyachid in the Alephs, and then going by Dalet, beginning with the Rabim and ending in the Yachid. Oh, Oh, actually, Dalet is beginning with the Yachid and ending with the Rabbim. And then Hadar, Kvoid Haydecha, Vedivin Iflaisecha Asicha. Right, so you have Dalet Doishamach Secho, Gvosech Yagidu. I think I read it wrong before. V'achrei ken maschil b'rabim sa'im b'yochid dor l'do yishav masech v'sech yagidu loshen rabim v'shuv adar kvoy dedecha v'divin v'flisech ha'asicha loshen yochid. So the pasuk of Dalet, I made a mistake before. The pasuk of Dalet is loshen all loshen rabim, and the pasuk vav goes back to loshen yochid, and then in the pasuk of vav is Rabbim and Yachid in one pasuk, and then in the pasuk of Zecher Avtuvchi Abiyutz Kasher Aynenu, it's all Lashon Rabbim. So we're switching back and forth here, Yachid and Rabbim. What's going on? Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Kinelefi Hitkonenut Malchus Beis David Adayin Loihoise Bechinas Haaratza Shlema. Before Malchus Beis David was established, there still was not the bechina of haratzah, the bechina of veneration, of venerating Hashem, was not yet whole, was not complete. Vehitit gala bekol shleimus tzivyon kotcher rak la'asid. And as a matter of fact, it's going to be revealed in all the perfection and completion of its holy character only in the future. Kishi yekuyem ha'yeud, when the designated goal will be a mekuyim ubikshu es Hashem elikeim veis David malkom, and they request, they'll seek out Hashem their God and David their king. Shal yidei zeh keren beis Yisroel yisroimim adei morim. Through this, the glory of the house of Israel, of beis Yisroel, will be exalted to the greatest heights. V'chol ha'avaya kulo, in the whole universe, v'chol ha'nimtze bo, and everything in it, yebi'a nisgovos, will express greatness, exaltedness. V'yikuyim ha'yud, v'niskov Hashem levadei b'yemahu, and then the designated, the goal, will be, designated goal will be fulfilled, where Hashem alone will be exalted on that day. V'yagiu oz limroim piskas ha'magama, and they will reach then the heights, the peak of the goal, of the aim of this whole creation. She'lelekei Yisrael yaritzu, that they will all venerate the God of Israel. V'nimtzo ki David melech Yisrael hu ha'mevi et ha'ratzah shlema, so that it's David, the king of Israel, who's the one who brings the complete, that wholesome, that full veneration. Therefore, he starts off, and this is the mizmor Tehila le David, begins with David HaMelech. This is the mizmor of David HaMelech, and David says, he begins off saying in a lashon of Yachid, Aroi Mimcha Elokai HaMelech Va'avorcha Shimcha Le'olam Vo'ed. I, David, will exalt you, my God, the King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Ki aroy mimus v'abrochi mikloli aratza, because the exalted, right, the exaltedness and the blessing is part of veneration. It's all part of what it means to venerate. V'ze yushlam rak al yadi, and that's going to become completed and perfected specifically only through me, David HaMelech. Even though the world yet has not yet come to that shleimus, and they still have not come to the understanding of veneration, of what it really means to venerate Hashem. Nevertheless, I, the King of Israel, every day I will bless you and I will laud your name forever and ever. However, the doiris, the generations before they come to that tremendous shleimus, before that time comes where they reach that tremendous shleimus, even though their praise to Hashem will not be with the perfection and the completion of veneration the way it should be, bechol zois, nevertheless, dor ledor yishabach ma'asecha ukver asecha yagidu. Even still, each generation will praise your deeds to the next, and of your mighty deeds they will tell. Ve'imem rak yagidu. And if they just tell that, they just tell that over to others. Hadar kvoid hidecha, the splendorous glory of your power. Beloy tchunas nifloos ha'arotza b'shlei Musa. Even without the character of the amazingness of the veneration in its wholeness and its completion, its perfection. It's not full. It's not with the right amazement of like, wow. Right? Dor ledor yishabach ma'asecha. Even if it's just telling over and praising your ma'isim, your deeds. Nevertheless, ani asiach nifla yisecha. That's why it continues. Dor ledor yishabach ma'asecha gvosech yagidu. Hadar kvoydidecha v'divay nifla yisecha asicha. I, David HaMelech, I still will tell over your wondrous deeds. Wondrous, niflois, I'm going crazy from it. I'm like so taken by it. The excitement. David HaMelech has it, and David HaMelech says, okay, they're not there yet, but I am. Ani asiach nifloisecha, v'divay nifloisecha asicha. V'im hem rak, v'ezuz noyosech yemeiru. And if of your awesome power they will speak, kamur lamala, like was mentioned above, ki aratzai dafka mima shemuzok nivdo v'dim tzikechot, that veneration, proper veneration, is specifically from what's mixed, the aloofness of Hashem with His presence as one, the fact that He's up there and down here, the same, one and the same. L'chein oimer, right, what's also known in the Lashon Kabbalah and Chassidus discusses a lot, m'malei kol alamin v'soyiviv kol alamin. M'malei kol alamin is down here in the middle of it all, together with it all. V'soyiviv kol alamin, but He's out of it, He's beyond it, both at the same time. L'chein oimer, therefore, it says, He says, David HaMelech says, ki heim yoimru es izuz no yosech al mashu nivdal. They will say over your awesome power, the fact that Hashem is aloof, is separate, there's nothing like Him. Vani, and I, will add to that. Ugdulay secha asaprena. In your greatness I shall relate. Godol huzeh, shemechil bekir b'irum v'tachas b'yachad. Because Godol, greatness, is the one who contains in himself both the heights and the low together. Shekol oisem anayrois shehev magishim betur nivdol avad. That all those awesome powers that they feel that they're in the bechin, they feel like it's just removed and aloof. Ani asaper otam betur gdoilos. I will tell them ashen of gdoilos, of greatness, which comes down here also. Lo oireis haratzam uvukeshet. In order to stir and awaken the requested and the wanted veneration. And then David HaMelech goes and says, ki omnam la'osid kulam yedu oisai v'kulam yagiu limrei ma'asogas ha'arotza yesu shleima. Eventually, they will all know Him, they will all know God, and they will all reach that tremendous height of understanding the most perfect and whole, complete veneration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's David HaMelech, so a little bit of understanding more in the tremendous Tehillah of David. This Tehillah of David, the Muftach Lei Ben Olam Habah, he says it 3 times a day. It's really trying to excite us. And then, you know, Psukei DeZimra, Yishno Psukei DeZimra, the Arizal says, it was a lashon of Zmirois. Zmirois, Zayin Mem Reish, is a lashon of pruning. Like the Malacha of pruning a tree. that you cut off the bad parts in order to allow the fruits and the tree to grow properly. So says the Arizal in Shah Kavanas that when we say Psuka de Zimra, the idea is that we're pruning away the bad koiches, the sitra achra, the klipus. We're pruning them away, we're cutting them down by saying Psuka de Zimra. Because when we discuss, when we praise Hashem, we sing the praises of Hashem, of how great He is. That's what the whole Psuka de Zimra is, all those Pitlach Tehillim. And Ashrei is the opening to that Psuka de Zimra, is the opening of those five prakim that discuss the greatness of Hashem. Through that, we cut away, when they hear the greatness, they fall. By the way, that Rizal says, Hoidu Hashem Ki Tov, is a fascinating, it's a fascinating tefillah of itself. Hoidu Hashem, the whole thing, Kir Vishmoy Hodil Va'amim Alilaysav, call in the name of Hashem, and inform them all, so the Arizal says you're telling all the Amim. He goes through a lot of Hoidu, and he shows how all the Psukim are basically speaking to the Chitzayinim, to the outer forces of evil, and we're basically like just scaring them away. That's the whole Hoidu. It's like we're going to now talk about the greatness of God, because when they hear the greatness of God, they're gone. They feed off of the lack of awareness of the greatness of God. But once we start to stir up things, once we start to talk about Hashem's greatness, they're running for their lives. They're gone. They're out of here. So that's what the whole Psuka de Zimra is for. Psuka de Zimra is the preparation before we get to Shema Yisrael. We cut away all those bad spirits and the bad koiches, and inside of us ourselves, they're hashpa on us. When we talk and we focus, you have to focus. The shuls have been closed now, and people are davening mechidus, and this is mamash a time where we have to rethink and reset our whole way of doing things. That yeshivas are closed means we have to rethink about how to learn. We have to rethink what it means to daven. Hashem is telling us, guys, stop this. Stop. I'm breaking your habit. You guys are all in habit. Mitzvah sanoshim alumada. This is not good. I want you to start doing things differently. And he puts us all inside to meditate, to be mizbeidet, right? Alone. And to start to think, what can I be doing differently? One of the things that we could be doing differently in davening is just simply to start paying attention to what we're saying. To think, when you're saying these psukim of Psuka de Zimra, whoa, they're so powerful, but you have to pay attention to them. You have to let them penetrate your heart, so that when you get to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you really mean it. You've now bombed away all the evil spirits, and therefore you can honestly and truthfully say Hashem Echad. There's only one God. There's no Shtei Rishuyos Chas V'Shalom. There's no other Koiches in the world. It's all Him. And then you're able to come before the Rebbein Shalom and say Shmona Esrei. Say Shmona Esrei and daven before the Melech and pour out your heart and connect to Him. And say, it's all from you, please bestow your goodness and your mercy upon me and upon Klal Yisrael. We want to be together with you. Shemana Esrei is mamisha an act of love with the Rebbeinu Shalom. So David HaMelech said this parak of Tilo David, which was put into the davening and the Psuka de Zimra and before Shemana Esrei and Mincha. Volatzilin, the second part of davening, which is a bechina like a musaf, it's also very, very high tefillah, volatzilin. And somebody who says this three times a day is muftechit, is going to be a ben olam haba, because when you focus on the tremendous greatness of the Rebbeinu Shalom and malchuscha malchus kol olamim, David HaMelech here is preparing us for the future. That's what that's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is pointing out over here. David HaMelech is preparing us for the future. With this Tehillah of David, he's telling you, listen, I'm holding here already now, but it's going to take a long time. It's going to take time for the rest of Klal Yisrael to get there. Eventually they will. And that's the whole back and forth here of Yochid and Rabbim, is David HaMelech basically taking control and teaching Klal Yisrael, saying, listen, as long as you do your part, right now I know it's without the aratzah, it's without the excitement, the way it should be. there should be excitement, but it's not the way David HaMelech's excitement is. But I will. You know, the Chazal tell us, right, that the whole world is roy to be created even for one tzaddik. You know, David HaMelech is that tzaddik, is the regular V of the Merkava. And David HaMelech is saying that, yeah, Mustama, the Bechin of David HaMelech, is in every door. There's a David HaMelech, and every door there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that the Sfarim say that every Talmud Chacham, based on the Chazal, Moshe Shapir Kamrat, every Talmud Chacham has a Bechin of Moshe. We wouldn't be able to survive from one generation to the next, or didn't we not have Moshes and Davids throughout the generations? And in every generation, there's a David HaMelech who's saying, who's excited, who's saying this Ugdulas Chasaprena, but don't get lost. At least be, even if you're not feeling it properly, just think about it. That's really what he's saying over here. Fine, it's not coming from the heart. You don't feel that excitement, but still say it. And when you say something, it means you're thinking about it. So think about it and say it, and Bez Hashem, we're all going to get there to feel the excitement. Hashem Yazor, that this tremendously strange period of time where we're all being busted out of all of our habits should be a gewaldige matana from the Rabbeinu Shleilim, that we can start to do things with more meaning. And Bez Hashem, Hashem should stop the plague and stop Yidden dying and getting sick. Immediately, we should start seeing big Yeshua for Gan's Klal Yisrael, and Bez Hashem, we should be Zeiche very, very soon to the Geula Shleima, the Mehera of the Kara. A good luck.